With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We are in the midst of yet another partial government shutdown, the end of which could be just around the corner, perhaps tomorrow.
The government funding package passed by the Senate on Friday requires a House vote because of changes made to Homeland Security funding. The expectation was that House lawmakers would approve the measure after returning to Washington on Monday. But House Speaker Mike Johnson said a vote likely won't take place until at least Tuesday, as Democrats and Republicans debate restrictions for the Trump administration's immigration enforcement operations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Is your budget stretched to the breaking point? Economist Steve Moore's advice, just hang on a bit longer.
We're going to have really strong economic growth, and consumers are going to catch up with what's really happening in this country, which is incomes are rising faster than inflation. We're going to have more affordability, and I think people will really come to appreciate these pro-growth, pro-America policies that Trump has put in place.
The former Trump economic advisor speaking with the Salem Radio Network. Six more weeks of winter. That's the prediction of Punxsutawney Phil, the world-famous Pennsylvania groundhog, saw his shadow this morning. Streets of the nation's capital will host an IndyCar race this summer, part of celebrations marking America's 250th birthday.
President Trump is relishing the prospect of cars roaring past the White House.
It's going to be so exciting, and I love the race. I don't have a lot of time to watch it, but I love the racing.
The president is urging organizers to pick the best race route through Washington streets, even if they're more complicated logistically.
And that's correspondent Ed Donahue on Wall Street. The Dow futures are down 26 points ahead of the opening bell. NASDAQ futures off 182. This is SRN News. A New York abortion group is campaigning in the South.
Mayday Health has been plastering gas stations in rural Kentucky and West Virginia with ads for abortion pills. Both states are pro-life, and the Kentucky Attorney General has launched an investigation. Russell Coleman says, quote, out-of-state activist groups who are targeting the vulnerable here should be on notice. Keep your illegal pills out of our Commonwealth or face the full weight of the law. More than 100 gas stations were targeted. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has concluded that San Jose State University discriminated against women by letting a man play on the women's volleyball team. The Education Department says the school must accept a settlement or risk losing federal funds. The university, located in California, would have to accept the administration's definition of male and female, restore titles and records that were misappropriated by male athletes, and issue an apology to female athletes. This is SRN News. New tennis champs are crowned at the Australian Open.
At 22 years and 272 days old, Carlos Alcaraz has become the youngest men's tennis player to complete the career Grand Slam of majors. The world's top-ranked player denied Novak Djokovic his record 25th major and secured his 7th, rallying for a 2-6, 6-2, 6-3, 7-5 win to claim his first Australian Open. A nearly 23-year-old Don Budge in 1938 previously held the record. On Saturday, new world number 3 Elena Rybakina upset top-ranked women's player Arena Sabalenka 6-4, 4-6, 6-4 for her first Australian Open title and second major. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Parts of the South saw another wintry blast over the weekend. Hundreds of flight cancellations to snow-ravaged North Carolina, flurries, and frozen falling iguanas in the state of Florida. More details at srnnews.com.